contemplation also from the beginning?
Or what do you mean by contemplation right then?
Right then, I mean, like when we say there are two meanings of jhana.
Okay, what object of contemplation, if we use contemplation?
For example, the aramana, the object of...
What is it?
Like the Buddha's qualities,
okay,
or...
Okay, what is that?
Or the person, if you're talking about metta.
Yes, but not just person, but...
With calm and understanding and
of
that object.
Of the meaning of that word. Like Buddha.
Yes.
Who knows the meaning of Buddha? If one doesn't know, it cannot be conditioned for samatha at all.
No.
That's why we have to be exact.
Yes, I agree.
Given the word contemplation.
No, one has to understand exactly how that object conditions calm or otherwise.
Can be object of kusala with right understanding to be conditions for better and better calmness.
Contemplation refers to the panya, does it not, that accompanies
the... I don't know the word contemplation, because you say that usually we use sati bhavana with sati sampajanya. No matter it's samatha bhavana or satipatthana, it is sati sampajanya, different from the daily sati at level of dana and sila.
There's a specific word that's used in the text when it says there are two meanings of jhana. This one stem and one from another, and one is translated as...
Even we use different words, what about the understanding of the developing, not just of the meaning?
I understand that jhana means learn to pain solely by the developing of the samatha.
How? The question is how, not just the word.
Later, can we say
Lakana of Paramada Dharma. So it will lead to enlightenment. Lokutra jhana is lakanupanichan. It doesn't mean that there is no jhana at all at moment of becoming enlightened. But it is not aramanupanichan. It's lakanupanichan, because it develops the understanding of realities.
To the higher degree of
panya
to realize the reality.
Lakana upanichana. Otherwise, people think that when it's satipatthana, there is no jhana at all. Even lokutra citta is jhana, but not the jhana, which is aramana upanichana.
The moments of satipatthana before lokutra citta, are they considered jhana, or are they the development of
If we talk about the citta and jetasika and rupa, how many jetasikas are jhana pachaya? See, in that sense, it's jhana whenever it accompanies any type of citta. But when we talk about whether it's jhana like we mean for samatha practice, it's not. Or when it arises with satipatthana, it is. But it is lakanupanichan.
You said lakana.
Okay.
But is it jhana? It's not yet jhana.
When we talk about jhana, what do you mean? The absorption concentration or what?
Well, no, I'm just trying to define. I mean, there is a lot of debate among Buddhist circles about vipassana jhanas, and some of the Burmese monks, when they talk about lakana, whatever that word is, they call it vipassana jhana.
They call it, is it in Tipitaka or commentary?
I think they're referring to it.
Shall we use the term too?
I don't think so, because it's not a Tipitaka.
Even when vipassana arises, panya and sati is higher than ordinary satipatthana.
That's true.
So the characteristic of samadhi appears together with panya. So it depends on whoever would like to use vipassana jhana, but not necessary, because what is used is vipassana jhana to say the difference between the understanding of samatha practice and the development of satipatthana.
Yes.
No need to use the word jhana, because what is stressed should be vipassana jhana, not jhana. Otherwise, people might think that they should have jhana too when there is vipassana. And actually, that moment of samadhi is not absorption concentration, So no use to use the word jhana, So it's like trying to use different words.
Yeah, well, their reason, obviously, is they want to try to give extra credit to Sukha Vipassaka method, because so many people are inclined towards samatha, and these Burmese monks want to say there's also samadhi and vipassana, so they've sort of used this term to try to
I think that the Burmese is very good in Pali. Mm. They can read, they can speak, they can talk in Pali. So they use their own Pali, not the Pali in the Tipitaka. Mm. For example, Nisatanang Rupang, they add the Rupang with the Rupnang. Because it's their own word in conversation, and people think that it's in Pali. Many words in Tipitaka is like that. And recently, I think, I don't know what year, they have one book, the same name as the Attakatha, the commentary, in the old days. Exactly the same word. So people will have no right understanding whether it's the old one or the new one, or the Burmese one, see. Since they use Pali very fluently, so they add many things.
Many
commentaries. Yeah. By their own word. Yeah, by their own term, like Vipassana Jhana.
So this understanding of the word Buddho and about casinos also requires such an understanding?
Oh, Samatha Bhavana.
So what is it about casinos? What is to be understood about casinos?
What do we cling in one's life?
Cling to colour.
And hardness, Mahabhuta. Whatever we'd like to have, this or that, Mahabhuta. It's the object for clinging when there's no understanding.
So it's like knowing that it is only colour?
Or only hardness.
Hardness.
Mm-hmm. Like breath, only hardness, softness. It cannot be developed without panya, because it's bhavana.
But the hardness and colour is concept in jhana. It's not like
mm-hmm. They just want the mind to concentrate on that object with understanding. I think that it's the matter of using the local term and the term in Dhamma.
Yes.
Okay. So they mix the two. When it's meant just ordinary or local, they think that it must be one meaning in Dhamma, so great or so very meaningful. But sometimes it's just ordinary, like vimutti. It can be lowest one to the highest one.
What's the lowest of vimutti?
Tathanga vimutti.
Oh, Tathanga vimutti, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a momentary.
Yeah, vikampana vimutti. Yeah, see? Onibbana, local meaning.
Yes.
Chugave, you said when jhanas arise, it shows the person had jhana before, so the conditions for it to arise before enlightenment and understanding must be there, that it's no self who selects, etc. So it must have been earlier jhana. If jhana arises just before enlightenment, it couldn't just arise then for the first time.
No selection for anything to arise, whether it's jhana or not.
Yeah, but there must have been previous jhana for it to arise.
If one doesn't have jhana before, how can there be jhana for sati to arise and it's aware of it?
Oh, okay, just then. And is this quote that someone wrote correct? If one takes the case of someone who has the accumulations and skills to develop jhana, his aim is not jhana, but he develops it so it can be a base or proximate cause for vipassana, but he has to be aware of nama and rupa after emerging from jhana.
I don't understand that.
No.
Please explain in your own words.
Okay.
Please.
It means that samatha may still be developed even though vipassana is being developed. But, of course, it depends whether there's any idea of selecting an object, as you said, or developing any kinds of kusala, or whether it's just naturally by accumulations that it develops.
Can it be you right now?
Samatha can develop.
Yeah, this person.
I don't think so.
It sounds there is something not natural.
Yes, exactly.
I think it's based on some of the great monks that just met the Buddha on one occasion and became arahant. At the same time, they attained mastery of jhana, like they went through the processes in a matter of seconds all the way up to arahantship and also mastered jhana at the same time. So it's probably based on that. Some of the great ones were like that.
It can be anyone by different accumulation.
Mm.
When it's natural.
I think that's the answer. And then it just depends on accumulations,
right.
What arises,
right.
When and where and how.
Anything can happen by conditions.
What about the casinos? Can we talk more about casinos sometimes?
Yes.
So the misunderstanding about casino would be you just concentrate on a round disc or a blue disc or white disc or something. What is the right way?
So first, what is kasina?
Kasina.
What is it? It's not that round thing.
Oh, is it a
problem? Oh. At all. Yeah. Kasina means all, everything.
Okay.
It's patvi, or apo, or tesho, or vayu,
okay.
Or color. Yeah. Just to remind oneself not to be strayed from knowing or understanding that everything is just that white clean.
Just the four elements we're talking about.
Or color.
Yeah. Okay. How does one develop kasina samatha following that properly?
For becoming upacara and apana,
mm-hmm.
for the purpose of that, by seeing the danger of the five senses first.
First.
Not just one, two.
That's a long way though, can't we?
Do we see the danger of sense objects enough to develop it? Or we just want to concentrate on it?
Just the sense object.
So by all we can say it's understanding the harm of any attachment to like any colour or any visible object that appears. Or, so even if one's talking about, for example, colour, kasina, it's not just to any visible object but to any sense object, including any visible objects.
In order to have the mind not stray to sense objects. Yeah.
How about four elements?
The same thing.
Same thing.
Okay. Mm. Hardness, patvi, or tejo, or vayu.
But directly experienced rather than kasina is more.
Kasina conditions jitta to concentrate on that in order not to let the mind go straight from to sense object again and again.
Mm. But it's a very different meditation, the four elements, as against the kasina.
Then it's also ground. The patvi kasina is all the round, I think. The round din.
Earth.
Yeah.
But the four elements is the one different meditation we are.
Right. But you see that in a day, how can we keep on thinking about earth without that form?
Yeah.
For kasina. Yeah, for kasina, right.
For the elements, too.
Why for the elements? Elements, you can just feel it in the body.
You mean that developing jhana by concentrate or being aware or understand elements?
Yes.
Okay. So that the mind is calm, that's all. No understanding elements is not self.
But are you saying why not just concentrate on the elements in the body?
Yes, that it is jatuthatu avatthana.
So it's a very, but it's still a very different type of samatha than kasina. They seem very different.
I think that we have to understand what samatha is. All kusala jittas are samatha because there is no lobha, dosa, moha. But it's so very short, not like moments of concentrated on just one object for a long time to have no seeing and hearing. So the mind will not turn towards the sense object. Because seeing the danger of sense object.
Seems easy with samatha to try to block out sense objects, which is the wrong way, of course.
I think that whenever it's motivated by lobha, it's not samatha at all.
Yeah.
It is the wrong concentration, mitya samadhi. So one has to understand moments with kusala.
So starting from right.
Right.
That's the first step, understanding really what is kusala. Mm-hmm. The Siddhi Magga about the four elements. It says that that type of meditation is something that's not relaxing or something because at times it feels like the body is getting...
When it's not relaxing, can that be kusala?
Well, it does say in either the Visuddhi Magga or the Tika something towards that effect. Some objects sound more calming than others.
Like breath is more calm than other objects. Because so very subtle, not easy to concentrate on.
For example, the four elements is more coarse or something.
Yeah.
But of course, kusala chitta must be relaxed, that is.
Why develop it if it's not relaxed?
Yeah.
Just have more trouble.
Yeah.
It's relaxed because there's no clinging, there's no.
Relaxed more than just usual or normal relaxation because it's the relax of mind from akusala.
I suppose all these forms of samatha, or even the kasini, you could say there can be moments occurring naturally in daily life when gusala of this kind appears.
All right, while one is listening or reading the teachings and one understands deeper, can that moment be moment to be contented, calm, more than usual? So one can see the different degrees of samatha. Even it's not that degree of upacara samadhi, but it's different from normal or usual one. Even right now, when kusala moment arises, at moment of giving away things or having metta or speak nicely to the others with kusala, it's moment of kusala different from akusala. So one can see, and then when it's more and more, one can see that it's built up with kusala, not with akusala. So when akusala comes in or is there, one can see that it's not kusala. So it needs panya. No matter samatha pavana or vipassana pavana cannot be done without panya at all. It has to be kusala all the way to different level of calmness. So when there is intention of wanting to concentrate, it's not, cannot be samatha pavana at all.
And yet, seeing the advantage of having kusala.
Right.
Once you see the advantage, there is some sort of, whether we call it desire or not, there's still some
incentive or something.
Right.
I think that the people who will develop samatha see the danger of akusala in a day, because only giving away cannot be done all the time. But there is citta, which sometimes is akusala. So by seeing the danger of even that moment in the day, it can condition right understanding of how to be kusala better and better. So just look at the kasina doesn't help.
No.
In a day, we know, well, at any moment of kusala, there is calm or samatha. And
theoretically, or with awareness, sati sampajanya.
Well, usually it's just theoretically. One knows it has to be there, and occasionally there may be some understanding that there is calm at such moments, and it can develop in a day to whatever extent naturally. And we can talk about reflections on the Buddha's virtues or on metta or whatever, and we understand in an everyday sense to some degree. Can one say that when one talks about, for example, the kasinas and seeing the danger of sense objects, that it's such a high degree of samatha development in the first place in order to even be able to appreciate any
that? I think that sometimes there's no understanding at all. Even when talk about 10 kasina or other samatha objects, it has to be the moment of kusala only.
Right. Otherwise quite useless. Mm-hmm. Because it's not a natural, everyday object at all.
I think that it comes from that.
I see.
So the development of samatha is also natural. Mm-hmm. All panya and kusala cannot be not natural.
No, but having a kasina of a color or patawi or something is not a part of daily life at all.
That's why even the kasina was practiced before the enlightenment of Buddha.
But it can still be daily life, can't it, in a sense? Just seeing earth, just no colour, it's just colour. Just it's only...
So many ideas about that.
Mm.
Well, we do see earth in our day.
With ideas.
Yeah, with ideas. Mm-hmm. But there is opportunity to reflect on it. It doesn't have to be in the form of an actual kasina. Likewise, colour.
Yes, yes. But I'm saying that to actually make a kasina, and it's something that, unless one really has a high degree of appreciation of what samatha is or what the purpose is, it's unlikely to be kusala when you can.
When there's no teachings, what else can one do?
Yeah.
Make
casinos. It depends, can be breath or anything. Yeah. But kasina can be the object of fifth jhana, see? Fifth jhana.
Yes, fifth jhana.
Panya there by this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a very high level.
Yeah.